And it's 10 o'clock here at KBOO Portland. Coming up next, it's the food show. They're going to be taking your calls, so get your fingers ready. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Cotton Cloud Futons, a locally owned business featuring futons and mattresses, frames, covers, furnishings, and accessories which can be made with organic and recycled materials. Cotton Cloud is located at 701 Northeast Broadway in Portland. Information at 503-335-0758 or cottoncloudfutons.com. Also by The Way of Health, a nonprofit health clinic emphasizing internal medicine, including special programs for mental health issues such as depression or anxiety, Chinese medicine, and acupuncture. The Way of Health is located at the corner of Southeast Market at 106 106th Avenue in Portland. Information at 503-788-4165. And don't forget that coming up at 11 o'clock is Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. Today, hear a longtime immigrant rights activist Javier Rodriguez and United Farm Workers of America co-founder Dolores Huerta talking about this weekend's huge immigrants' rights march in Los Angeles. For now, here comes the food show.
Everybody's in the same holy boat. Don't you know it ain't right for people to go hungry with all the food being thrown away just because it ain't the right size or perfect, because you can't turn a fast dollar that way. You know it ain't right to make people grow coffee when their families could be growing food.
Good morning and welcome to the KBOO Food Show, KBOO's once-a-month journey into the world of food. Today is your show. It's membership drive, and we thought we'd pretty much turn this over to you. This is going to be a call-in show. The question is very simple and straightforward. What's your favorite restaurant? My name is Bruce.
I'm Kate.
And we have two new members of the Food Show Collective here today. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Jake.
Jake, what's your connection, professional connection with food?
Well, from being a baker locally to working with all sorts of organic and vegetarian food.
Okay, and another new member of the collective?
I'm Roberta.
And what special interests do you have?
I have a long-time interest in organic eating and growing and certification. And, of course, I'm like everybody else. I like to have new adventures in food.
Good. And I think I can probably assume for all of us that we eat every day. And you probably do, too. Call us. Call in right now. The number for your favorite restaurant is 503-231-8187. And our engineer, Tammy, will take your call and put you on the air. And also, it is our membership drive. And we have gotten wonderful support for this show in the past, and we hope that will continue. The number to call with your membership pledge is 503-232-8818, or if you're outside of Portland, you may call free 1-877-500-KBOO. That's 500-5266.
And, you know, if you make those calls now, I happen to know that there are some people out there who are answering the phones that you're going to recognize. Jade is out there, and Jade was the person who started the food show,
Three or four years ago, that's absolutely right.
Yeah, Michelle is out there. She used to participate in the food show.
Michelle Hoffman did a wonderful piece with us where she baked with six or seven different sweeteners.
Oh, yes.
And we had a taste test on the air. I'm sorry you weren't able to join us in actually tasting that food. But
you can talk to Michelle out there if you call in with your pledge. And one more person out there, Marlise, is going to be pitching today. She is part of the Food Show Collective as well, but she's in the other room getting ready to tell you why you should call.
Okay. But again, call us here in the studio to tell us what your favorite restaurant is. It's a pretty good question. I think you probably are bursting to tell someone about a good restaurant in the Portland area or anywhere in our listening area, actually. Or we'll even accept if there is a food store where one can purchase prepared food, food ready to eat, such as a deli. That's fair game, too.
Speaking of bursting, what's your favorite restaurant, Bruce?
Oh, I wish you hadn't asked me that.
Oh,
you know,
I know, but
it's hard to do this because, for me, there isn't one overall favorite. There are different ones in different cuisines. Sometimes I like to get food to go, and there may be a wonderful, excellent restaurant, expensive restaurant downtown or something, but I sort of don't want to go in with my torn jeans and ask for something to go. So that one's not my favorite at that moment. I'll tell you what, though. There's a place that's not new at all, a place in Multnomah Village called Marco's. It's been there for a long time. The menu has not changed for a long time.
Rebecca's shaking her head.
Yeah. Marco's is, I guess you'd call it family dining, but it's a neighborhood place, too. I think most people who are there are from nearby, and they have some good burgers. And usually about 10 entrees, rotating list of entrees, meat, fish, a vegetarian, pasta, different things, and all just pretty good, and the prices are reasonable.
Marco's was one of the first restaurants in this area to serve organically grown beef. And so that if you're going there, you know the quality of your meat is very good.
Oh, that's good to know. Okay.
Once again, what's your favorite restaurant? Please call us, excuse me, please call us in the studio at 231-8187. If you don't call us, we're going to have to tell you about some restaurants we've been to, and they haven't all been good, so you don't want to hear that.
We want to hear all the good things.
Yeah, we want to hear positive stuff.
You know, Tammy does have something you could play. Do you want to play that? Okay, we'll take that call. She says we have a call. Well, while Tammy is getting that call up, I did find this little piece of information, which doesn't have to do with restaurants. Does anyone want to hear it from the Ode magazine? It has to do with aspartame, which is a sugar replacement that is added to thousands of foods and drinks. And as I say, this is from the Ode magazine. The European Ramazzini Foundation in Bologna, Italy, proved years ago that aspartame causes cancer in rats. Along with headaches, aspartame is also linked to panic attacks, mood swings, visual hallucinations, manic episodes, dizziness, and hyperactivity in children. What many people don't know is that aspartame is widely used in over-the-counter prescription medicines. The concentration in drinks varies from 30 to 50%. In some antibiotics and cough and cold medicines, the sugar substitute can reach up to 80%. It's also increasingly used in chewable tablets and sugar-free formulas for medicines and food supplements. So there's just a little piece of info that it's good for you to have.
Well, thank you, Kate. And in every other show of the year on the Food Show, we like to give you some useful reporting on issues related to food. This time, it's your show, and we have callers. First caller, welcome on to the Food Show. What's your favorite restaurant?
Am I on? Are you speaking with me?
You're there.
Yes.
Hi, my name's Bob. I've got a couple different restaurants that I like. I really enjoy, my family enjoys Pambiche over on like 28th and Gleason.
Mm-hmm.
And just for,
we reviewed,
you know,
that restaurant not too long ago.
And I also really enjoy, there's a new Hot Wings joint over on Interstate called Fire on the Mountain.
Hot Wings.
Oh.
Hot Wings is getting to be a trend in Portland. We're maybe a couple of decades after the rest of the country. But Fire in the Mountain, do you like it because it's hotter than others, or is the sauce flavorful, or is the chicken
their
good, or what?
Their sauces are flavorful, and they run the spectrum of from mild to hot, El Jefe being the inferno of all hot sauces. And just the real nice size of the actual chicken that they cook. I mean, it's just very, very, very nice meals.
Okay, so that's Fire on the Mountain on what street?
That's on Interstate and Skidmore.
Okay, and Pambiche, as you said, it's at 28th and Gleason Northeast.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Let's go to our next caller. You're on the food show on KBOO.
Hello?
Hello, hi. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, I love going to this place called Just a Pasta. Have you guys heard of that?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's in Northwest.
Yeah, and they make fresh pasta there, and you can always get a meal for under $10. They have awesome Caesar salads and really delicious homemade desserts, and they do to-go food as well. And they have the best lasagna I've ever had in my life. So
really?
Good. Yeah. Delicious.
That's probably really saying something.
Yeah.
We've all had a lot of lasagna, I think. I remember having it in school, and it was something the schools could make in large trays, and wasn't always good. But Just a Pasta on Northwest 19th.
And Petty Grove.
And
yeah.
Petty Grove, yes. And they started as a manufacturer and wholesaler, and serving to individuals came more recently. And okay, well, thank you very much for your call.
Yeah, my pleasure.
You're listening to The Food Show on KBOO. LJ was mentioning about being a line cook for many years until his recent retirement, and Jake here has been a cook, and I don't think he's ready for retirement yet. He's a young guy. But I'm thinking maybe, pardon me, sometime soon we should do a program about working in the food business. In the past, we've done pieces on farm workers and their rights, and we had a wonderful interview with a gentleman who's working on the rights of workers in the chicken industry. And we want to do more of that kind of thing, but waiters, waitresses, cooks, dishwashers, this isn't all...
Bakers.
This isn't all just about the enjoyment of food. It's about rights and responsibilities, too, and that's the KBOO way. Right now, though, we are talking about restaurants, and we invite you to call and tell us what is your favorite restaurant. Call us on the studio line, 503-231-8187. Also, I'd like to remind people that you can, if you do like to eat out, there are a number of resources for anyone in Portland. The Oregonian publishes a dining guide every April, which lists their top 100 restaurants in town, and the criticism is usually pretty useful. It isn't just platitudes. It isn't all positive. It's good restaurants, but they'll tell you what to expect at any restaurant. Also, Willamette Week has their restaurant guide of 100 restaurants that comes out in the fall, and Willamette Week also publishes a Cheap Eats guide in the spring, which is very useful. That's my economic class, and I've got a lot of those restaurants checked off. Also, websites. There is a website we've mentioned on this show before called extramsg.com. It's not about MSG in Chinese restaurants. It's an all-purpose food site, restaurant reviews, store reviews, blogs about restaurants, and links to a lot of other food websites. Jake,
and
also?
If you're into vegetarian or vegan food, Food Fight Groceries website has a great list of local vegetarian and vegan restaurants at foodfightgrocery.com.
Thank you. Again, we're taking your calls. What's your favorite restaurant? We'll also accept a food store if they make prepared food, a deli, for example. Our number for these call-ins is 503-231-8187. I'm a little surprised that cable listeners aren't calling in very much. We usually get calls like crazy for any issue on KBOO. Maybe this isn't controversial enough.
Maybe you don't eat.
Well, I can't believe that either. Okay, I think we have a call. Again, 231-8187. But also, if you'd like to support KBOO, the number is 232-8818 or 1-877-500-5266. We do have a caller. Good morning. You're on the food show. What's your favorite restaurant?
Well, for Cheap Eats near KBOO, I don't think you can beat Fodi's.
Fodi's Greek Deli on East Burnside.
And not only can you, get a really great variety of excellent Greek food for cheap, you can bring a bottle of wine to your table from the cooler over there and have a friend over for lunch, and it's great stuff.
Very good. I'm going to ask you, just by any chance, do you prefer Greek restaurants? Do you have other Greek restaurants you want to talk about, or is just this one?
Let's see. I'm fond of. There's a couple of others in town. I mean, the deli downtown with the giant octopus has amazing bakery goods.
Okay, that's on Southwest 4th, called Greek Cucina.
Yeah, and there's also Alexis. But and I'm spoiled. I grew up in Chicago, so all of the amazing Greek restaurants in the West Loop, you know, you just it's hard to find anything to measure up. But I just love Fodi's because of the attitude and really great care and the prices.
Okay, well, very good. Thank you for calling. Chicago is a wonderful town for ethnic food. The ethnic communities in Chicago have a history of keeping to themselves. There are these pockets. In fact, the Greek neighborhood, he said west of the Loop, but when I lived in Chicago, they called it Greek Town. And there was Polish Town and all the other groups. They kept to themselves and kept the culture lively, which may not be a great thing for integration in the great melting pot, but the food traditions continue. Other folks here in the Food Show Collective, other restaurants that you've been to that you want to talk about?
You know, like you, Bruce, I don't think I have a favorite restaurant, and I don't really go out to eat all that often, although if I think about it, I like to go to a happy hour now and then, and one of these days I'm going to start a happy hour review, but until then, I don't know. I my favorite restaurant is kind of my own kitchen.
Okay. You're not the only one to say that. You mentioned happy hour, though, and I want to mention a place with very good happy hour food. Now, I don't drink at all. You probably know that.
You don't have to.
You don't. That's true. Some places they'll frown at you. But anyway, the Ringside, a longtime restaurant on West Burnside, has a number of good dishes during happy hour, including chunks of steak, a large portion for a couple of dollars. They've been around forever. Their food is very steady quality. Okay, we have callers. First caller, good morning. You're on the Food Show on KBOO. What's your favorite restaurant?
Hi, my favorite restaurant is Appetizing Thai Cuisine.
On Southeast Division?
Yeah, that's the one.
What do you like there? What's your favorite
dish? I just like their whole menu is available and different kinds of meat or vegetarian. So you can pick, or vegan, and you can pick anything off the menu with whatever your, you know, taste for meat or vegetarian is. And everything I've tried, I've liked. So, you know, their curries, their wok dishes, and their soups, and it's just great. And it's just cozy and comfortable. And
do you have a particular dish that you always order when you show up?
Let's see. I switch between the green curry and the pad thai and the spring rolls.
Well, a Thai restaurant has to do pad thai well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They
okay.
Do.
Okay, Appetizing, their name is kind of a play on words. I believe it's spelled Appetizing, Appetizing, on Southeast Division. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
We have another caller. Good morning. Welcome to KBOO.
Yeah, they have a great to-go menu there at Appetizing, too. My favorite restaurant is at Pastini's Pastoria. They're on 21st in Division. We just discovered this, so maybe around holiday season or so, and we've ended up going there about once a week or once every other week. It's a wonderful little Italian place, I guess mostly pasta, and they have an entire vegetarian section, and then they have, like, you know, pasta con pollo, you know, with chicken and then with beef and stuff, different ones, and I had never had pasta made, you know, my idea of pasta was, you know, like tomato-y goop on top of, you know, spaghetti noodles. And they have the way that they present their dishes is just very, very nice.
What do you mean very nice? Does it look good?
It looks good, yeah. The, okay. Like the broccolini, you know, small broccolis, you know, kind of lined up, and the pasta, and the sauces they have, a lot of garlic. Very flavorful. You can see the cooks cooking in the background. You know, big flame shoots up every once in a while. So it's kind of fun. The ambiance there is very nice, too. The hostess. Every time we've been there, of course, you know, when they start recognizing, it's, you know, we've had never problems. They have a great, great to-go menu. We found there is a wait sometimes, and that's very unusual here in Portland. I've hardly ever had to wait at any restaurant, but here we had to wait. But it's kind of nice there because you can stroll around the neighborhood a little bit while you're waiting. So anyway, that's my currently favorite restaurant.
Okay, Pastini Pasteria at 21st and Southeast Division.
Yeah, they meet my criteria. Inexpensive and good.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd rate them as very inexpensive.
Okay.
Moderately inexpensive.
Thank you very much for your call.
Thank you. Bye.
Italian restaurants, that's one of the cuisines that any city, even before Portland really got diverse in cuisine, there were plenty of Italian restaurants here. There's still some that do things in kind of an old-fashioned way, and then others that are trying to mix it with Northwest cuisine, whatever that means. Some places use a lot of garlic, some don't. There are the cream sauce places and the tomato sauce places. It all varies. We have another caller. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Food Show.
Hello, I don't have any favorite restaurants, but I was wondering maybe in the future some discussion on, well, I'm interested in it, Irish and English cooking and foods. Are they considered dull by many people? Is that why there aren't any restaurants just do Irish or English cooking?
Well, there are certainly very few in Portland. There are a couple of Irish
restaurants.
Anywhere.
Is it because the public generally considers it, I don't know too much about it myself, that the foods are uninteresting or dull?
I don't know an answer to that, but I agree that there are very few, certainly English restaurants, just one or two in Portland that I can think of, pubs for both those cultures, English and Irish. But not full-service restaurants so much.
Yeah, without the drinking. I mean, just the foods. Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling. Okay, you're listening to The Food Show on KBOO. We are a once-a-month, one-hour feature of the Radio Zine. The KBOO Radio Zine is something that is unique in Portland on the radio. KBOO, if you read our charter, we have eight values that we're dedicated to, that this organization is dedicated to. We are a progressive social change organization. We're not objective on a lot of things, even though we're journalists, but we're dedicated to peace and justice and some other values, which you probably have if you're listening to this station. And our radio zine every weekday morning from 9 until 11 a.m. is dedicated to informing you on many issues. When we talk about food, today we're doing restaurant critiques. But we also talk about important issues like chemicals in your food and nutrition and working in the food industry and land use and so on. And you won't hear very much of this on other stations. And you won't hear it on KBOO unless you support KBOO, because KBOO gets its budget from you, the listeners. And we'd like to ask you to call and support KBOO financially now by calling 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-KBOO. We have a caller with a favorite restaurant caller who called a different number, 503-231-8187. So let's have our caller. Good morning. What's your favorite restaurant?
Hi, I actually was calling to comment. So many people these days are celiac and have to eat wheat and gluten-free. And I would like to know some restaurants around Portland where you can find that kind of food. I haven't been out to eat in years.
That's a great question.
And also, I'm not a vegetarian, but I only eat clean meat. And knowing more restaurants that have clean meat and gluten-free and dairy-free options with them.
Great. Well, first thing that all of our listeners can do is ask your chef or your waiter or waitress what is in your food or where they're getting their food. It always helps people know that they're interested in where our food is coming from. As far as celiac disease and trying to avoid gluten, one of the places that I've been that really caters to that is the Old Wives' Tale. Has a great gluten-free menu specifically.
That's great. I would love to see more restaurants making more offerings like that.
There is another restaurant, Corbett Fish House on Southwest Corbett in the Johns Landing area. You wouldn't think about fish. This place makes fried fish. We reviewed it, actually, a couple of months ago. Fried fish, Wisconsin style. It's kind of a roadhouse bar with fish and tartar sauce. The breading on the fish is made from rice flour rather than wheat flour. And the owner told us that he has actually built up a clientele of folks who are looking for gluten-free food.
The food was very good
and inexpensive, too.
It's just so hard to find somewhere to eat. I could see why he would have a great following there. Thank you. I appreciate the information. And if more people have more suggestions, I'd like to hear.
And you can always stick to the staples of rice and vegetables are always going to get you through a gluten-free meal.
Right, but it gets a little boring sometimes.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
We have another caller. Good morning. You're on the food show on KBOO.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My favorite restaurant is in Tualatin. It's at Martinazzi in Tualatin, Sherwood, and it's called Schlotsky's.
Schlotsky's. Can I say it sounds Jewish? Is it Jewish food?
Well, you certainly can. No. They make sandwiches there. They have a good deli menu. But I'm telling you that this is a little-known place, but it is the best sandwiches in the world.
All different kinds?
All different kinds. Everything is fresh. The bread they make fresh there, you can see. The thing that I really appreciate about it is you can see right into the kitchen, like one last caller said, and everything is just really pristine, which, I don't know, I just kind of like to peek in and see that. Always makes me feel more comfortable, but their food is just outstanding. And I always tell everybody that I know, go to Schlotsky's and just try it. You'll go back. It's fantastic food.
Okay, Schlotsky's in Tualatin. Any place that bakes their own bread when they're making sandwiches or just serving bread, that's definitely a point in their favor as far as I'm concerned. So many places have good ingredients and good recipes. And then you've got bread that was baked at some huge commercial bakery, you know, a day or two ago, and it just isn't quite right. Do we have another call? Yes, we do.
No, we don't. It's me in the air room.
This is me, Tammy,
this
our
me,
engineer.
Tammy, in the air room.
Tammy, do you like to eat at restaurants?
Yes, I love to eat at restaurants, and we don't do it nearly as often enough for my taste. But one restaurant that my husband and I go to about once a week, which is really unusual, is a place, as long as we're talking about far-flung areas, a place in Beaverton that is a great Mexican restaurant. It's called Pepitas, and it's on, what street is that? Cedar Hills Boulevard, down by down at the bottom of Cedar Hills Boulevard going west. And it's really great food, especially the camarones al mojo de ajo, which is really, really good. It's a shrimp dish, nice and hot, but not overly so. And the best thing about this restaurant is that the waiters and waitresses are really, really great, just really nice people, really patient, and will bring you little tastes of things if you need to taste it. They'll also, their what is that dish? That it's a soup. It's really, really good. Anyway, and the decorations in the restaurant are amazing. The whole place is just full of colorful decorations. It's so much fun to just sit there while you're waiting for your food and look at every little single thing. There's paintings and those little paper cutout things that hang from the ceiling and paper mache this and paper mache that. And it's just a very fun, festive, and really good place.
Okay, and that's Pepitas on Cedar Hills Boulevard in Beaverton.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we go to the next call, I just want to mention two related things really quickly. One is a book that I've read lately, and I enjoyed it, and I'd like to recommend to you. And again, this is KBOO's approach to food. The book is called Hunger, An Unnatural History, and it's about hunger, how it works in your body, and the history of famines and so on. And I found it interesting and not really morbid. It just gives you some things to think about. The author has done a lot of research. And in connection with that, parts of the book talk about fasting. That would be intentional hunger, I guess. And connected with fasting, we want to mention that KBOO's own Dr. Stephen Bailey, naturopath, is going to be leading he's got a program called Spring Cleanse. You may know Stephen Bailey as promoting juice fasts. And he's going to be helping anyone who wants to pay the fee to do that over the next few weeks. If you want to fast just with juice and help your body, fix up your body, the number to call is 503-224-8083. Jake, do you have something?
Yes, I just want to show the tribute of Portland, Oregon, rated recently by PETA as the number one vegetarian-friendly city in all of U.S., and that just shows a testament to all the wonderful new vegetarian restaurants opening and the old stables that we've been eating at for years here in Portland.
For those who don't know, PETA is People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Some folks eat vegetarian because it's good for them, and some do it because it's good for animals, and some for both, I guess.
And I eat vegetarian for my health, but, you know, there's a lot of great places to choose and when you're going out for vegetarian food out here in Portland. And one of my favorite vegetarian restaurants happens to be on Southeast Division and 43rd, and it's called the Calga Cafe. And they serve food late into the night, and they use a lot of organic ingredients, and I always leave there feeling really rejuvenated and excited about the flavors and explorations that I've found. They have wonderful music, and the service can be slow at times, so you have to go there with a group of friends and be ready to talk for a few hours while your food shows up. But it's such a great experience, and you can go there after hours when you're working late at night.
How do you spell that? I want to.
That's a Calga, K-A-L-G-A.
Calga
Cafe.
Cafe
with a K.
Yeah, and the menu has quite a few Indian, South Asian items, but others too. And I just want to say I went there once, and I didn't have to wait long. Okay, we have another caller, someone calling the food show on KBOO to tell us their favorite restaurant. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. I don't have a question, but it's related to vegetarian cuisine. I went to southern India a couple years ago and really enjoyed that food. Are you guys aware of any restaurants that specifically serve South Indian cuisine?
I don't know my South Indian from my North Indian.
Well,
I can tell you a couple of Indian restaurants.
Mainly vegetarian, of course, because it's, well, it's almost all Hindu down there.
Mm-hmm.
And they, well, one of the specialties is a very thin, almost crisp, crepe-like pancake called a dosa,
mm-hmm.
which is rolled up and served with various little side dishes. Anyway, I just thought I'd ask.
Well, you can get dosas and most other Indian dishes, including meat, at a place called Swagat.
Okay.
On Northwest 21st and Lovejoy, and it's actually it's a small chain. They have three places in the
okay.
Portland area now. One is in Beaverton, and I can't think where the third one is. But Swagath for the one on 21st.
Now, would you consider that a moderately priced place? Or?
Yes, I would consider it a moderately priced place, and the portions are huge.
Okay.
I have been known to get food to go there, an entree and an appetizer, and then they give you rice, and I've wound up with three dinners at home.
Okay.
And I'm not a sparse eater either.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
well,
all that for like $16, $17.
I have had some of the food off of the little vegetarian Indian carts downtown.
Mm-hmm. But, there are a number of them downtown. Some are better than others.
Yeah, I had one that was very good, also a very large portion. Anyway, all right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. I also want to mention an Indian restaurant out on Murray Boulevard in Beaverton called Abiruchi, A-B-I-R-U-C-H-I. I was there once and found very good food. Do we have any more callers at the moment? We do not. Okay. Roberta, you haven't said much, and I know you don't dine out a whole lot. You cook
for
yourself.
No, I don't. I'm pretty much a home cooker, cooking from scratch out of my own garden and buying organically, so I know very few restaurants, and very often when I go to a restaurant, it's because it's some kind of a family event, and
mm-hmm.
I'm the one that doesn't pick it.
Well, you have worked in the past for Oregon Tilth, which
right.
is an agency that certifies farms and food processors, and as I recall, they have two or three restaurants, no more than that, that they have certified as serving foods, serving dishes that meet the national organic standards. I know one is Higgins in downtown Portland. It's pretty rare for a restaurant to be able, Jake just mentioned that Calga, they serve a lot of ingredients. It's hard to keep a menu going when so many foods, so many ingredients are seasonal. But in Portland, we really are spoiled, I think, compared to a lot of other places in restaurants doing the best they can on organics and on vegetarian fare and so on. I took a road trip last spring, drove across country. I was eating in restaurants for 6 weeks. And outside of Portland, it gets pretty hard, let me tell you.
Well, one of the things about this area is we have a lot of wonderful food choices. Varieties of different things are grown in this area. Plus, we're close to the ocean, so we have really good food available to chefs.
Thank you. We're going to be joined one more time on this show by the folks in Membership Central, LJ and Marlise. And I know if you call in, you also talk with Food Show
Michelle and Jade.
Cast from the past. Yeah, Michelle Huffman and Jade, who started this show several years ago, 4 or 5 years ago now, as a program of interviews, basically half-hour interviews of chefs and so on. Jade, by the way, is a wonderful cook and a wonderful baker.
She makes some of the best cookies KBOO ever sees.
Want to mention that in just about 7 minutes will be Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. And one of her guests today is food-related. It's Dolores Huerta, co-founder of United Farm Workers. Remember where your food comes from, who grows it, who picks it. Now we're doing restaurant reviews for these last few minutes on the food show, and we have a caller. Good morning. What's your favorite restaurant?
Oh, hi. I just wanted to say, for the sake of the woman asking for Irish and English food, the Rose and Thistle on Northeast Broadway near 21st is charming, has a wonderful menu. Anyway, I really would like to know more about where to find real vegan restaurants, or even better, vegan cooking shows. I have a granddaughter visiting just this week from out of town and would like to take her to some vegan restaurants.
Great.
I need some guidance on that.
There's a number of all-vegan restaurants in town, and then there's a great great many places with vegan options. So one that you can share together that has vegan options would be the Farm Cafe, and they are on Burnside.
And Southeast 7th, just a block from KBOO.
And there's a wonderful place downtown that's more of a lunch menu, but they've been branching out lately, and that's called Veganopolis, and that's on Southwest 4th, a few blocks south of Burnside. And they have everything inside is vegan there, as well as another all-vegan restaurant would be the Blossoming Lotus, and they are Northwest Davis, downtown at Yoga in the Pearl. And those are wonderful places that are all vegan.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And Jake, you want to give that website again for information on vegan?
And for more information, foodfightgrocery.com compiles a wonderful list of vegetarian and vegan food choices.
Is that Food Fight?
Uh-huh, foodfightgrocery.
Grocery.com,
uh-huh.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, I would like to mention a place that's not fancy at all, and it's not vegan, but you can get, items with no meat. It's just a sandwich place called Cali Sandwiches, C-A-L-I. It's on Northeast Gleason at about 67th, across from the Fred Meyer. And they make, I guess you'd say small sub-sandwiches, basically, that kind of roll with tofu and some other ingredients. This is a Southeast Asian menu, very inexpensive. You can get a dozen of these for $7 or $8, I believe it is. Very filling and tasty. Not a whole lot of ingredients inside, but they've got the right ingredients. So that's Cali Sandwiches, a place I go to when I just don't want to spend a lot of money, but I do want to fill up with some taste.
Hey, this is Tammy in the air room again. Sorry to interrupt, but we did have another caller who didn't want to be on the air with this, but suggested that there's the Mad Greek restaurant out there on Ooh, help me.
That's the Northwest Union and 185th, way out northwest.
It's on the way to PCC Rock Creek if you're headed that direction.
The Mad Greek makes sandwiches and some Greek cold food salads and so on, and roasted chicken and roasted potatoes. He won't let you call them JoJo's. The roasted chicken is very good. He puts shakes some spices on at the end. In full honesty, I want to say that it's not the most pleasant. The owner is not a nice guy. I just have to say that. It's factual, and I've been there a number of times.
But how's the food?
The food tastes good, but I personally have a little trouble giving you my business. So, there. Do we have one more call, Tammy? No more calls.
Can I just mention this
yes,
book
Kate.
Quickly? I'm reading a book that I'm enjoying a lot. It's called The Big Oyster, and it's written by Mark Kurlansky. And Mark will be in town this evening reading at Powell's. Don't ask me what time. I think it's 7 or 7:30. But this book is filled with cultural, historical, and culinary insights, along with historic recipes, maps, drawings, and photos. This dynamic narrative sweeps readers from the island hunting ground of the Lenape Indians to the death of the oyster beds and the rise of America's environmentalist movement. From the oyster cellars of the rough-and-tumble five-point slums to Manhattan's poshest gilded age dining chambers, the big oyster, that being what some of you might know as the Big Apple.
All right. Mark Kurlansky, Kurlansky, K-U-R-L-A-N-S-K-Y. Pardon me. I have read A Short History of the Basques by him. He's a good writer, very entertaining, and I might show up at Powell's tonight to hear that.
I'm going to show up at Powell's.
Okay, well, we've run out of time. We thank you very much for your calls. Remember, this is your show, and if you have ideas for the future for any projects for us to work on, reports for us to do on this show, we certainly invite you to contact The Food Show at KBOO by phone or by mail. And we also thank you for supporting KBOO. We will say one more time that to give that financial support to keep the station going, please call 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-KBOO. My name is Bruce.
I'm Kate. Keep eating.
This is Jake.
I'm Roberta.
All right. Thank you all for joining us. And thanks to our engineer, Tammy Dean.
Cause you can't turn a fast dollar that way. You know it ain't right to make people grow coffee when their families could be growing food, working those lands.